Pick one.
So, yes, it was pick one. So, it was one of them. The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi. Number five on the list.
Fantastic.
That is episode, 9? And that brought in $220 million.
Wow.
Yeah, $220 million.
What about Deadpool? I love that.
Oh, that's not a guess.
There's going to be a new one?
Yes.
I can't wait.
That's not a guess. I'm so excited. Yeah, that is a guess.
That's Deadpool. My favorite kind of stuff.
Same.
It should be. If this world didn't blow, it would be way up there.
Wow.
Because Deadpool is the bomb. That is hilarious.
I'm thinking it has to be Marvel, so I'm thinking Captain America Winter Soldier.
Captain America Winter Soldier was
on the list. That was huge.
It's so rough. You're gonna every one of these, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, oh right. Oh yes. It's very irritating. There's only one in here I don't know.
Black Panther.
I was just gonna say that's the one I don't really know.
Yes!
I love that.
Oh, that was a great movie.
That was at number 8. That's beautiful.
So I got 2.
Well done.
You
got one more guess, so
One of the Avengers?
Maybe we'll see how that goes.
The Avengers?
Like which one?
One of them?
One of the movies?
The last one.
What is the last one? I don't know what it is.
Avengers, the last one. The finale where they fight.
Endgame? Is that what you're
saying? Yes!
Endgame!
Yes!
Is on the list! Yay! Yes! But you still need one more.
Oh.
To actually get the dollar.
And I don't have any more guesses.
Actually, and here you go. Avengers Endgame was number one.
Oh, wow.
$357 million on its opening weekend.
Wow, that's crazy.
Which is $10 million more than the movie that's sitting at number two.
Am I already out?
No, I'll give you one more chance.
All right.
If you get one more, then you get it. If not, you're dead. You're dead in the water.
Christopher Nolan's Batman.
Christopher Nolan's Batman, rated R.
It's not the official name of it, but...
No, it's not on the list anymore.
All right.
All right, so...
What do you got?
Avengers,
okay.
Age of Ultron, was number 10
at
191. Lion King... was number 9.
Interesting.
From 2019.
Would have never come up with Lion King.
Me either. Black Panther. The live action one. Yeah, who cares?
Black Panther.
The Avengers, $202 million in 2018.
But wait, what was that?
That was number seven. That was just The Avengers.
Oh, that's all
just,
it was.
Yeah,
okay.
The first one out the gate.
I got that.
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World, of course.
You got Star Wars, Last Jedi. That was number 5. Episode 7, the first one. Star Wars New Hope actually made more on its opening weekend.
Did it really?
Yeah, $247 million. That's Ray. I love the music. Ray's theme in that. John Williams, just so awesome. Avengers Infinity War is number 3. Spider-Man was the number 2.
Spider-Man. Yeah.
No Way Home, actually. The one from 2021. That one, $260 million. And way up at almost a $10 million more, $357 Avengers Endgame. Unbelievable.
Wow.
How much money.
That is a lot of money.
But you know, they can't possibly pay them writers nothing. Well, what the hell do they know?
The people that created that art?
Who cares? What do they know? They suck.
Let's talk about license plates, shall we?
Personalized
license plates. Do you like them?
I've always wanted one, but I could never come up with one that I'd care enough to make happen.
The ones that I see most of the time are dad's car.
Yeah, or dad's toy.
Yeah, or something like that.
For a long time.
Really just for you.
Yes.
Why do I care?
I worked so hard so many times, usually sitting in traffic, to figure out plates for so long and was so often disappointed in the dumbness of them that I finally quit doing it. I'd always do it. I would do it all the time until I was pretty sure I had it figured out. But then I was like, that is so dumb. And now I refuse when I see one. I'm like, no.
Here's a story about a guy who had a great one, but it got recalled.
Okay.
Be careful when coming up with creative ideas for your license plate. Sometimes they can be recalled years later. As ColdWeight News Now's Emily Benito reports, one local man is going through this issue right now.
A Nevada license plate went viral on Facebook saying, go back to California.
Shut up! Hey, if you move away from California, you're not welcome back. So.
I posted it. It's hilarious. GOBK2CA.
I'd be happy to. I mean,
go
if you
back
left.
To California. That's funny.
You know, I don't know why. Do you have relatives in other states?
I do.
They're always saying, why is everyone moving from California? And I'm like, I don't know anybody that's moved from California.
I don't either.
Let alone there.
But that's it's a funny license
yes,
plate.
Yes, it is.
To
yes,
me.
Yes.
And we live here.
It's certainly asking for trouble. That's for sure.
And received over 80,000 likes.
A week after that, I get a letter from the DMV saying, we don't feel we like your license plates. And here's a letter saying we're recalling them.
Well, why did you give it to him then? You can't recall it? Why do you, and why
they
do you could, care?
They can and did recall it.
That's idiotic.
Based on one complaint.
One complaint.
Yes, based on one complaint.
80,000 likes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But one person, one Karen.
I am from California.
No, that can't be right. That doesn't make any sense.
I am from Florida.
But there are many people who have enjoyed seeing the plate around town.
Of course.
Yeah, local law enforcement have pulled me over to tell me they love my license plate.
That's hilarious.
I had a bumper sticker in early 80s that said, don't like my driving, dial 1-800-EAT. S and then spelled out. And
sure.
The cop pulled me over almost right away, almost the day I had it on, gave me the ticket, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, by the way, if I call that number, who am I going to talk to?
So what did he give you a ticket for?
Just, I don't know, anything that he found. It wasn't a big deal, but clearly it was because I had that bumper sticker.
Oh, I see.
100%.
You were targeted because of that.
But yeah.
In 20 years, I've had one person. Well, I don't think your license plates are very appropriate.
Specialized plates can be fun, but even years after they've been issued, one complaint can send them to the special committee.
Is she AI?
That's what I thought.
She sounds AI.
That's what I thought, because she does sound AI, but yeah. I watched the video, and there's a woman.
Not really.
Talking. And then I thought, well, maybe it's an AI woman,
created.
But it doesn't look like it. She's just awful.
She's very robotic.
Yes, she is.
She's in Nevada.
To review them and possibly recall them.
All it takes is one person to go ahead and issue or to file a complaint.
If
it
that's crazy.
That's, lame.
That's a crazy
that's just
limit.
Lame.
Wait, he goes on to explain what things they look for.
Oh, okay.
If it goes against the statute, we have a duty to execute on that and call it.
The statute states you may not put these on your license plate.
Can't print numbers upside down. Can't do more than seven numbers. You can't express contempt, ridicule, or superiority of race, ethnic heritage, religion, or gender. Can't have any connotations or sexual, vulgar, derogatory, profane, or obscene.
I want that.
Can't contain a direct or indirect reference to drug or drug paraphernalia or a gang.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't make a defamatory reference to a person or a group.
If you have a recall.
Oh, so the last
so
one
it's
is
a person or a
California.
Group.
God, that's just reaching.
So they're being mean
that's
to
reaching.
Californians?
Oh, we're so upset.
I know.
We can't Let's take it.
Go back to California. Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah, seriously.
All right, let's talk about...
Got you so upset, you got to write to the government.
Let's talk about your license plates or license plates that you've seen.
Yeah, good personal license plates.
That are funny or offensive.
Sure, why not?
But we're not offended by much.
No, that's very
818-955-KLOS. License plates that are personalized.
That you've had, that you
you've
want.
You've had or you want.
Yeah.
Are you and seeing? Has been turned down. A lot of people have been turned down for license plates. 818-955-KLOS. KLOS.
Killer new
that.
Stuff from, Dirty Honey.
Love
man.
That.
Just amazing. Won't Take Me Alive. Those guys are going to be the next people to play our KLOS live stage. It's a little venue that we've set up, and Matthew Pinfield welcomes them, sits there and chats with them for a while, and then they play some live music. Totally free, and it's going to be happening on August 17th. So if you'd like to be in the crowd, you know, they're going to go out with Guns N' Roses here pretty soon.
Are they really?
Yeah, those local boys are opening for Guns N' Roses in the near future. And on August 17th, they're going to be at KLOS playing a short little set that you are welcome to see if you go to KLOS, go to Dirty Honey at 955KLOS.com and you will get all the details. KLOS Live Stage is powered by the accident attorneys at Sweet James. Hurt in an accident? Call 800-9-MILLION.
Almost sounded like you're reading that. We're talking about personalized license plates. You have one?
Hey, guys. This is Ken from Costa Mesa Fire Department. I want to say thanks for the shout-out.
Oh, nice. Right on,
hey, fantastic.
I'm glad you have
I'm
KLOS
in my
on.
Garage.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you guys, and I hear my name coming out. So
nice.
I just had to get through and say thanks. I appreciate it.
That's awesome,
you
dude.
Bet. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You guys have a good one, man.
You too.
Thanks. Take care.
All right,
bye.
We like shouting you out if you're listening at work, and that's what just happened. That's who that guy was.
KLOS, hello.
I've got a personalized license plate.
All right, what is it?
MUSAMOR. Muse Amore. Even though it's not spelled correctly because they only allow
enough letters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Muse Amore?
Muse Amore?
Muse Amore.
I don't know what that means.
It's a long time ago in an AOL name that I used because somebody of us was writing erotica.
That's awesome.
And one day I was at a light, stopped at the light, and this guy's walking across the street, and he comes running over to me, and I'm like, oh my God, making sure my doors are off. And he said, are you Musa Moore? And I said, yes. He said, oh my God, I love your stories.
That's awesome. That's
I like it.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling. That's perfect.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I'm calling in about the license plate.
Yes. You have one or you want one?
Well, I've seen one in the city I live in.
Now, what is it?
Simi Roland, S-I-M-I Roland.
I hope they have a Hayton sticker right next
That's
to it.
That's fantastic. I love that. Simi Roland.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I have an absolutely inappropriate license.
Yay!
Do tell.
What is your license plate?
Okay, it's from Montana and it says Richard.
Wow!
Wow, and they let you do that?
They let my ex-boyfriend do it.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is shocking that that got through. Wow, that's crazy.
So they probably are like, well, they, when they're a bad driver, they at least they're telling the truth out there, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, ain't gonna lie, you know?
Wow.
Dang. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
License plates that you have or have seen that you want.
Kevin, you're a fan of Arrested Development, right?
Yes.
We're talking about personalized plates, and our pal Scott sent me a reminder of Dr. Funke and his plate, which is a personalized plate that spells out A-N-U-S-T-A-R-T. A new start, if you mispronounce it. So hilarious. That's cracked fantastic. Me so much.
We are talking about personalized license plate. You have one?
Yes, good afternoon. I originally applied for and was declined, but then appealed and received California DTH T-R-A-P.
D-T-H-T-R-A-P.
T-R-A-P.
Death trap.
Yes, thank you.
I like it. That would have been perfect on my my cheap green Ford Pinto back
then. That's
in the
fantastic,
day.
Yes.
It was a 1980 Fiat X19, that little cheese wedge.
Indeed a death trap.
That's awesome. That is accurate.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, truth in advertising.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Well done. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're talking about license plates, personalized license plates.
Yeah, my wife's is H-U-G-S-H-L-P, Hugs Help.
Mm.
People honk behind us all the time, give each other a hug, and then wave.
Hmm. Well, that's nice.
How about that?
That's actually nice.
Have you ever had anyone get mad at you?
No.
I hate hugs! Go to hell!
Hugs suck!
Take your hugs and go to hell! That's what you expect these days.
Listen, there's going to be somebody that will say that, unfortunately.
Of course, I'm the first one think of it, but yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
So I used to work with this girl, and her mom's last name was Hooker.
Yes.
And she got a personalized license plate. It said Hooker 1. And after I found out about that, I'd tell everybody at work, I'd be like, hey, her mom's a hooker.
I'm sure she had to know that was going to happen,
right?
I guess so. But like, she would just sit there and be quiet. And I'd be like, no, she's a real hooker. And everybody's like, dude, be nice. And I'm like, I am.
Look at her license plate. Who else would get that?
She's advertising it. Well done.
That's
well played.
Awesome, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about personalized license plates.
B-N-G-U-R-M-A.
U-R-M-A.
Bang-a-rama. Bang-a-rama?
Bang your mom.
Bang your mom. Bang your mom. Bang your mom.
It was on a scummy old IROC Z. Z-all.
Wow, an IROC even. We stamp approved on that, actually. Especially because it's on an IROC.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you?
You're doing great, thank you. We're talking about license plates.
Mine says whose house.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, that's good.
It's the Rams' house.
It's the Rams, of course.
I was thinking your place or mine, but whatever. 818-955-KLOS.
License plates you've seen and or want. Just over 10 minutes, we're going to do Give Me 5 Songs with Look in the title.
Yeah.
Or looks or looking.
Yeah.
We're not going to be picky.
Nah.
Right now, we're talking about personalized license plates. You have one?
Hello, is this Kevin and Sluggo?
Yes!
It is.
Kevin, you sound so familiar. I think you used to be on a station that was stationed in Pasadena, California.
No, I've been here all the time.
Since KLOS signed on 50-plus years ago.
Hey, my license plate is NUMA, N-E-U-M-A. It means vital spirit or creative force in a person. It's a Tool song.
Oh, nice.
Interesting.
Right. Well, then, so if Maynard was ever behind you in traffic, he would give you a lot of leeway.
But don't you have to explain that to everybody?
Only tool fans would know it. I had to explain a couple of times, but when I get the honk,
yeah, of course.
I'm usually a tool fan.
That's cool.
Maynard would probably kiss my bumper.
He would. That's true.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I used to have a license plate that spelled TOOLRMY. Tool Army.
Tool that's Army, so weird. Yeah. We just had a dude call and had a
the last guy we talked to had Numa as a license plate.
Yeah. you got a brother in arms out there, man.
Yeah, man.
Right on. Tool Army's really taking over. Hell yeah. Woo! Right on, dude. That's awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I saw this one back in the late 80s on a Mercedes. It was MB4BOXS.
Mad for boss?
No. Think gynecologist.
I don't get it.
MD for boxes.
Give me five. Five what?
Look, we'll talk about it.
Songs in a row.
Look here. Kevin and
Shlomo. With a theme, and the theme is look.
And this is looking. Yeah, looking. I don't think we have to stick just to look. So if it has looks or looking or whatever, or it looks like we made it by Barry Manilow.
Nope.
Suggested by someone named Darcy.
Nope.
Who wanted to hear, because we'll play anything we say.
Nope.
Come on, Barry. Looks nope. like we made it.
Nope.
You remember we had a bumper sticker at the other station? It said B-U-R-Y, Manilow.
That's better.
Yeah.
That's better. Let's play a real one.
Okay. Got a suggestion from UCLA Dodger Frank. I'm going to hear Looks That Kill, Motley Crue. I'm down for that. This is probably my favorite Crue song.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey!
We are looking for the word look in songs.
The only thing I come up with was the band Looking Glass.
I mean, it fits.
I mean, you
it
know, considering
fits the category.
Considering it was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I hope we don't have it, though. It's really important to me that we don't have it.
Hey, it's Gimme Five Songs with Look in the title.
Don't look back, Boston.
That's a fine song. That's a damn good song. That's a great song. I love that song. Yeah, you know, I got a deal. Who's this?
Marty from Tarzana.
Marty from Tarzana. Here's Boston for you. Madeline tweeted, look what the cat dragged in by Poison. He tried to say.
What is that, a rat?
It's pretty easy to find the stories of people who are dumb because they're all over the place.
There are a lot of really not so bright folk out there.
It's endless.
It is.
The people that are dumb.
People are dumb.
Infinity.
When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
You know what a swatting call is?
A swatting call?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You make a threat so that SWAT has to...
Oh, okay.
Respond
is that
to
what it's
location?
Called? A swatting
yes.
call?
That's what they call it, yeah.
Okay, all right.
In Kansas City, prosecutors say a man accused of making a swatting call that triggered the evacuation at Ford's Kansas City assembly plant Tuesday night.
Oh, man.
Made the call so his friend didn't have to go to work.
He's trying to help his buddy out.
Zachariah Peterson, 19, is charged with making a terrorist threat.
Oh, dude.
A Class D felony.
Wow.
He allegedly said that he had an AK-47 and C4 when he called.
In this day and age,
yes.
That's what you're going to come up with.
Correct.
How about just saying I'm calling for my friend who's at the hospital?
Right. I don't.
I took him last night. He really hurt himself.
Yes,
he should be good tomorrow.
But you're discounting dumb.
Yeah.
You're discounting that. Don't
wow.
do that. When someone makes a call like that, they pull law enforcement
sure.
officers away from their duties.
Of course.
Keeping the community safe.
Right.
Thompson said there is no immediate indication that his friend was in on the plan.
Really?
Operations were stopped for the night as authorities searched the 6 million square foot facility for about 6 hours. About 2,200 employees were evacuated.
How much money did they lose, too?
Also, this guy doesn't have his friend go to work. Peterson was arrested and faces up to 7 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Don't be that dumb.
I mean, we all used to make calls and say weird things and do. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. Especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
No.
That's dumb.
Don't be dumb. Remember Cocaine Bear?
Oh, yeah.
Those are the good old days.
So long ago, but what a classic film.
The new headline is Cocaine Sharks.
Woo!
Are the latest nightmarish animal to make headlines.
It's life imitating art.
Cocaine sharks.
Yeah, because sharks aren't dangerous enough. You got to throw a little cocaine down their gullet.
There is a research scientist who says there's a lot of legitimacy to this clickbait headline. She said they did experiments because of the large amount of cocaine often being brought to the U.S. on boats.
Right.
And they dump it when they get caught. Washes up on the coast sometimes, too.
Somebody was like, all right, so we got to find out what it'll do to a shark, man. So we'll say it's like a scientific experiment. We got to make it happen.
I'll tell you this. Just last month, the Coast Guard announced it found 14,153 pounds of cocaine in the ocean near Miami.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Wow. Now all we need is a tornado. Then you got Sharknado on cocaine.
The drugs are worth more than $186 million.
Who's losing all that crap?
Isn't that crazy?
Come on, people.
So they're saying that fish and sharks, there's a strong likelihood that they're coming in contact.
Sure.
With cocaine.
Well, maybe that's with all orcas and everything. Or,
oh, that could be.
Hold on a second. Someone's actually calling the Heineken 00 hotline. Hello?
Hey, man, I can't believe you're telling me about this story. This is crazy, man. Because me and my friends were just dealing with this just like today, man. It's crazy.
You and your friends? Who are your friends?
Who is
this? My name's Kyle. I'm a shark, man. I'm a shark in Florida. And so we're like swimming up the coast, right? Because we're thinking, oh, people like swimming or you're surfing or whatever, you know, maybe we can grab a bite. Right. So we're going along there, and we just see these big packages. And I'm like, I'm hungry. I don't care what it is, and I'm going to eat it. And so I start eating it, man. It's unbelievable. That's the best thing ever.
So, as a shark, you're enjoying the cocaine left by...
It's amazing, man. I can't believe we didn't discover this before. It's like, at least we're keeping this from us, right, man? So, it's like, so you just have it, and I brought the friends over, and I brought Stevie, and I brought Alan over, and we all started chomping on it, and it's like nuts, man. We're having the best time in the water.
Why do you and all your friends have human names? That's odd. Kyle?
What else are we going to call each other, man? We have names, man.
Bruce? Maybe one of you, Bruce?
I won't use that one anymore since that's
all right.
The film, man.
Gotcha. So now that you've tried cocaine, are you going to try other drugs?
Wait, what do you got? I mean, what do you got, man? What are we really going to do? You know, we can get a pack of cigarettes because, man, we really feel like smoking right now. I don't know if we can do that underwater or not, but we like to find out. But if you have any EDM, if you can just pump some EDM into the water, we can listen, man. We can have a good time. Because this is nuts. And the only thing is, the best thing for you is you're completely safe because we're not hungry at all. We're not eating anybody, man. It's crazy. We're like Victoria's Secret angels here, man. We just want to smoke and just keep going, okay?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. Cocaine sharks are a thing.
Yes, 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 yes.
All of the cocaine being smuggled into Florida sometimes spills, and cocaine sharks.
We're so happy that a cocaine shark actually telephoned us from the bottom of the ocean to talk to us a little while ago. That was frightening, actually.
That was frightening, yes. Coming to a theater near you. Next up, crack raccoons. Craccoons! He's sorry for that.
Yeah, I am.
We talked about funny license plates, and a guy said he had a license plate that we should all have had at one point in our lives that spelled death trap.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
And tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank, we continue giving away tickets to the second annual KLOS Takeover of Disney California Adventure
Park. And Marcy will have some, and we will, too. So we'll see you there. All right. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
We want to thank Ken at Costa Mesa Fire Department Station 2 for having KLOS on. Ken always leaves KLOS on at Costa.
Well done,
Mesa.
Ken.
Yeah, dude. I mean, yeah, rescuing people and saving lives is nice and all, but thanks for having KLOS on.
But listen to KLOS is more important.
And harder to do.
Right?
That's a new thing from the Struts. Too good at raising hell. Why do I feel that might apply to you? Those guys got some shows coming up, a whole bunch of shows in Europa, and then they're showing up at the OC Bike Fest in Ocean City, Maryland. That's going to be in September. Then they'll be up in Vegas after that and a bunch of other shows across the country. The Struts and their new stuff on KLOS. Led Zeppelin played their last ever show in these United States of America at the Alameda County Coliseum in Oakland on this day in rock, 1977. The 180 degrees opposite of the original Woodstock 99 Day 3 happened on this day in rock, 1999, with Limp Bizkit performing Break Stuff.